Hello, hello. Happy Monday. We'll give it a couple of minutes. Jeff, are you able to scribe?
I am, but I'm having some weird browser thing on Confluence, so I'm going to try a different browser.
Okay. All right, let's begin. Maccabee, start us off with the liaison updates.
No community council meeting this morning.
Thank you. Christy?
There was no PC meeting last week.
Okay. Maybe we should have canceled the TC meeting as well. RMS.
Yep, they met this morning. I'm sorry I didn't get to fill the notes in beforehand.
You don't
So
have to.
they needed to extend the GA date on the next Sunflower CSP by 2 weeks. So that's going to end up being February 16th. And they're going to put off working on the next Ramsin CSP while they work on the Sunflower one. They were appreciative that DevOps has gotten some of the GitHub Actions work in place, and some modules have already been able to move. And the working group on the mod configuration to mod settings is proceeding. Alameda is on it. There were a bunch of other people on it. And it sounded like that was going well. They asked about the OST, and I said that we had settled on their suggestion of going with 4.0 and going to 4.1 in a CSP. So they were glad about that. So that's it.
Thank you. Security team.
Business as usual.
Thank you. Early adopters. No one from the adopters is here. Okay. Outcomes from the Tri Council meeting. I believe we discussed this last Monday. We are going to have a dedicated discussion this Wednesday for the WolfCon virtual experience. Jen, any other details that I should mention or we should talk about?
No, I think that's just a chance for us to start talking about the WolfCon and what it is we want to decide to have that mean for the developer.
Okay. Good.
And I will say for the CDD thing also there, I did also write to Jeremy and just be like, TC is waiting on you. And I didn't hear anything back. So we'll just leave it off until they finally yell at us.
Okay. All good. So as I said before, the developer experience on Wednesday. Regular TC meet on the 9th. We don't have a topic yet for the 11th. I think I have something in mind, right? I still need to gather some data together. Jen?
And we need to schedule the Eureka permissions updates for the module review process.
Got it. I put an agenda item
Oh,
on
okay.
the today. I don't know. I really don't know what is involved with that work, but we can talk about it and be prepped for Wednesday if that's what's needed. Thank you, Jen. TCR board review. Is this status still correct?
Julian's on vacation today.
I see. It wasn't me. Yeah, so I believed okay, yeah, there were some changes that I felt would be resolved soon. So, but since he's on vacation, probably just didn't have time to make an update. MarDepsConnect, the action item is on me. I attended the Folio POs meeting last week, Wednesday. It was during the same time as when our dedicated discussion would happen. They had questions about the existing module evaluation. There was concern that it would mean a lot of work for them, and maybe it was a mandatory thing. So I attend that meeting to give an overview of what it was. I also put a doc together explaining the process, and maybe they will give some feedback as needed. So taking that into account, there was some feedback that was given already. That too is documented. Let me see if I can get to the page here real quick. Technical reviews. So it's right here. Existing module evaluation. And here's some feedback that has been gotten. So one was the overhead of just answering questions by the reviewer takes some time. MarDepsConnect is a module that is not at the top of the mind of the developers. So to answer the questions meant digging into code, which takes time from the sprint. During the PO meeting last week, these are paraphrased, of course. It was mentioned that it would be good to have a prioritized list of fixes, rather than just having it all, so that the team can allocate time to certain fixes versus the others. Overall, all of the criteria is, what should be met, but I guess maybe in terms of sequencing in their workflow, that would be useful. And then I had one feedback in terms of the number of modules that we have and how long to take to, review one and the number of reviewers that are available and time. It could take a decade to cycle through all of the modules before starting back from the list again. So I had a meeting with Maccabee just to discuss some final points, but I'm still gathering data and feedback so that we have a next step for the evaluation. What I mentioned earlier about a potential Wednesday is related to this. Any questions about that? All right. Let me see if I can get back. Yes, Wayne.
So, I'm trying to recall, were we doing this as a pilot?
Yes.
So, right, we haven't committed to doing this, and we haven't committed dev teams to supporting us, right? Like, we have only said, hey, we're going to try this with one module. So it feels like there's a little bit of overreaction on the part of the development teams, perhaps. I don't know what your impression is. I mean, because I haven't been that all that involved.
I agree with you, and I had to, explain that this is a pilot. We're trying to figure out what would work for, everyone. Going into the meeting, it seemed like it was a directive from the TC that all modules would be evaluated, and we would set a date by next release that everything needed to change. So I had to curb that a bit. Shelley?
Yeah, I have some feedback about that because I started my review for the UI export manager last week, and I started out by creating the Jira ticket, and I looked at the other Jira tickets and they tagged the PO and dev lead on it. So that's what I did in my Jira ticket. And then immediately I got a private message from the PO asking, like, why is there this ticket here? And what is the like expected outcome of this process? And I'm just like, it's just to document the state of things and to work out the review process for TC members. But yeah, there was a little bit of, like, I guess, nervousness, anxiety on the ticket was anxiety inducing for the PO. But yeah, so that's my feedback on that. And then I'm still evaluating the UI export manager module. It's not done yet.
Yeah, thank you for that info. As yeah, there's anxiety about the process overall. So we would need to tread lightly and ensure that it works for everyone. We do have a charter to maintain standards, in the project. But we'd have to balance that with realities on the ground. Yes, Todd.
Along these along these lines, it seems like there's a there are probably some modules that are, sort of feel more important to review than others. So even if we know we can't go back and even if we get all the anxieties worked out and the actual practicalities worked out, there will still be a need to figure out what the priorities are. As I'm speaking, I'm wondering also how that might intersect with some of the hopeful refactoring of applications. Yeah, so there might be some interrelationship there with how the review process proceeds. Again, assuming that we can work out those practicalities and that those anxieties. I mean, I'm thinking like inventory, for example, is a big, kind of a big hairy thing with lots of interactions. Probably something that could stand some refactoring, and maybe that means it's good for review, or maybe that means it's not good for review. I don't quite know, but it seems like, again, some interaction there is possible.
Yeah,
That's all.
I would say, based on what I know from the criteria, there isn't a criteria that would cause a huge refactoring of a module, besides maybe, let's say, how environment variables are handled. So I think that refactoring would need to that driver would need to come from somewhere else. But I think I understand where you're coming from. And in terms of the priority, sure, we could maybe nitpick on some certain modules due to their criticality in the system. But I think overall what we want is consistency across the board. But maybe what what is realistic for us is to say, okay, here are some core modules that we want to review. That could be the end state of this initiative. So, but it's good to consider that as well. Thank you, Todd, for your comments. Any other comments? All right. So yeah, Shelley, continue doing what you're doing. And if you get people reaching out to you or like, what's this process about? Please direct them to me, and I will explain further. All right. Yeah, we kind of talked. We talked about this already. No subgroups. I'm not aware of RFC. No decision logs to be taken. So I added to the agenda here. Eureka permissions update. Since Julian is not here, I don't know who has more information about this. I'm very clueless. But okay, somebody added something here. Add link to permissions naming convention. Who created this? Let's see. So I'm not sure if all we would need to do is approve this, read more, add blah. But I have not seen this PR, so I'll probably need to review it offline to know what's going on there. Any other context anyone can share about this? Yes, MacV.
Well, just the context that I added to the PR itself, that there's currently two links on the on that criteria, and we're talking about adding a third. It would be helpful to review whether there's overlap there and whether we could remove one of the existing ones, especially the, which one is it? I think it's the third of the three links, or the oldest one on the bottom, the permission set guidelines link, seems to have. It seems to be maybe, I don't know how much it's replaced or if it's still 100% relevant in Eureka world. It would be helpful for the permissions experts to look at that and see if that page, in the purpose of this pull request, we're talking about what to link to. But I'm trying to say, is that page out of date? Does that page need an update for Eureka or to point to the newer page or whatever?
That's fair. Based on where these links are coming from, I would think something they've existed for a while. So that makes sense that we should review those links and maybe document just one thing. Yeah, good call out. Anything else on that? Okay. I will take a look at the PR and we'll see where we'll go from there. So based on what I've heard so far, it might not need a dedicated Wednesday. But we'll see. All right. Next is OST. Yes, Wayne.
I just wanted to say I think it's not controversial that we need to link to the naming convention, right? Because right, that's I don't know that we need a whole meeting to talk about whether that's a good idea. I feel like that's probably not controversial. The bigger question is whether we would want to recommend that all three permissions documents be combined into one so that all the up-to-date information is in one place, right? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wayne. OST, so we approved, we moved the Trillium page to active last week. So need to work on the Umbrella Leaf page. Sorry, I have a cough, so I don't think. Yeah, it's in draft. I don't have the details to update this page right now. Does anyone have anything top of mind for Umbrella Leaf? Or we would need to sit with this and gather information. Okay. I know we struggled to get a GA date for Trillium. I'll have to look back at our process to know or to estimate what Umbrella Leaf GA, what range it could be, and then that will allow us to set versions on this. But yeah, I need to take a look. So since there's nothing anyone else has to add to the Umbrella Leaf doc, we will table it for now. Are there any other items we should discuss?
Before we leave this for the notes, can we circle back to the Eureka permissions, the evaluation, adding those to the evaluation criteria? Where did we end up with that? Are we going to have another discussion on that, or
Sorry, go ahead.
I just I it wasn't clear to me where we ended up on that for the meeting notes. I
Got
stepped
it.
in to take the meeting notes today.
Okay. I just saw this link, just now on this board. I wasn't aware of the PR that was open, and I had minimal context about this. So I was going to review the PR and determine next steps, whether that's a dedicated Wednesday or just a line item on our Mondays to work through that.
Thank you.
Yeah, if there's anything to work through at all, and maybe that's just, the TC approving that PR with the change. Thank you, Chrissy, for taking notes. Anything else, guys? All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Thanks,
everyone.
all.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Christy, do you have the chat logs?
I'm grabbing that right now.
I've left the meeting and they're like, no, I didn't grab it. So I try to hang
No.
around.
Yeah, no. I'm wrapping up the minutes right now, and I'm grabbing the chat.
Okay, cool.
All right,
Thank you,
thanks.
Christy. Bye.
Bye.